is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from Studio A from the Missouri Ozark Mountains, reaching 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. It's a smartphone app, and you can get it at GCNLive.com. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on this broadcast, just click on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli, and you are participating in the largest preparedness classroom in the United States of America. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. Today our class is focused on saving you money and living off junk with our USAPrepares.com aircraft inspector, airplane and helicopter pilot, and engineer, Bill Whaley. Today, we are going to save you money. 52 ways to save you money. Welcome, Bill Whaley.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, it's great to hear your voice, Bill. And, Bill, you were at the Get Prepared Expo in April, and you were teaching people a seminar on living off junk, saving money, becoming independent from the system. And I think you probably got more hugs than anybody else at the expo.
Well, you're right, Vince. My wife was sitting there staring at me at each one of them, too. She said I got more hugs than she's ever gotten since we've been married.
Every gal that came by to talk with you gave you a great big hug. And you know why, Bill? I think it's because of a couple things. One, you are a real man. You can make decisions and you can lead. And you're also willing to share your information. So now these are not my words, but you have affectionately been referred to on television as the junk man. And go ahead.
Yes, I have. And it's rather odd because it all kind of started back when I'd done the first expos with you. And you asked how you was going to put me on the marquee. And I said, I didn't care if you called it junk. So you put it living on junk, and the people kind of took that and ran with it, and they tabbed me with it. And I figured, well, if they're happy with that and that's how they can refer to me, well, why change it?
Bill Whaley, you know, some people buy sun ovens and some people make some sun ovens, and you are able to figure out how things work because of your mechanical aptitude, and you build things very, very inexpensively if any cost is involved at all. And you've got a list of some 52 ways of saving money that we'd like to discuss here today. Why don't we just start with your list? Now, I don't have that list in front of me, so I am flying without the list.
Well, we got the controls for you, my friend.
Okay, let's go.
52 ways of doing things and saving money. And the reason why I do all this, Vince, I'm so tired of the system stealing from everybody. And each year they want more and more and more and more. And the working man is working harder and harder. And people are losing jobs. After they lose their jobs, they lose their family, they lose their home. Then they become homeless. I also work with the homeless and the elderly and the misfortunate people. And my hope is numbers are climbing, not mom and dad being homeless, but mom and dad and one or two kids. Because the system is saying we want more so we can live comfortably. I just heard the other night on TV, to give you an example, the CEO of AIG that we just bailed out this year had nerve enough to get on national TV and said they should push the retirement age up to 80 years old.
Yeah.
I like to went through the roof with that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. He's sitting there on millions of dollars in his pocket, and he's wanting everybody to go to 80, hoping they drop dead so they don't have to pay us. Oh, that rubs me the wrong way. So that's why I went to living on junk, to show the system we don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
We can use what we already got.
Okay.
But that being said, my friend, let's look at the list. To start out, simple things we can do is, I'm just going to read them off to you if something kind of strikes your fancy.
Well, Bill, let's go down one at a time and let's analyze each one.
Okay. Number one is the simplest one, plant your own vegetable garden. The price of the store is going nuts, so you might as well stop that and do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, hang on a second. Mike Knox of White Harvest Seeds is one of our instructors. And he's one of our instructors because I found him. And I was looking for a seed company that had seeds that grow. And he does. And, you know, for about, I think we spent about $45, maybe $50 with him a couple years ago. And we still have all those seeds. And so I think $50 is probably a lifetime supply of seeds.
It is. That is true. And it's good you did find him. I met the same gentleman, and he's a very impressive thing. We talked to him at the expos, and we got seeds from him also. And that's why we tell people to get heritage seeds, whether it be from him or whether from a reliable source. Quit paying the big corporations.
Yeah, he gave away 1,000 packs of heirloom seeds at the expo.
God bless him.
Yeah. Yeah. His own money. But go ahead.
This is good. Change your own oil in your car and your truck if you should so have a car or truck. Cut your own firewood if you're heating.
Hang on a second. Change your own oil. And that's one of those men things that I was talking about. How many men actually change their own oil in their vehicles? I'm finding that fewer and fewer men change their own oil. And I do. And I have never, ever, not once, let me say it a different way. Not once in my entire life have I ever had anyone change the oil in any of my equipment or vehicles for me. Never. And there are two reasons for that, Bill. One is, I don't know if you know the story, but what used to happen at some service stations is they would buy the cheapest oil, but they would have a drum that they did get that had, you know, top of the line brand name on it, and they would refill mm-hmm. that drum with cheap oil. Okay, and oil is probably the single best thing you can do to prolong the life of your equipment. So you want to use the best oil you can get. You don't want the cheapest oil. So anyway, what would happen is some of these guys would put the cheap oil in it, and I didn't trust that. So I would make sure that I bought the best oil, and I would make sure that I put it in my own vehicles. And then there's one secret to this. I don't want to steal your thunder, Bill, but what I would do is when I changed my oil, I would pull in. I'd have everything ready after I anticipated a long trip, you know, a couple hours in the vehicle. And I would have all my equipment ready. I would pull into the driveway, and I would pull the drain plug and let that oil drain for a whole, well, overnight. Every drop of that oil came out. And you do it when it's hot, because changing the oil when it's hot is when all of the particles are in suspension. And you want them to come right out. So you don't want to delay. You want to stop the vehicle and pull the drain plug right then and there and let it drain for a long time to get all the oil out. And, of course, change the filter. Your thoughts on that?
That is correct. I agree with you 100%. Maintenance, 100% of maintenance saves you a lot of headaches and a lot of money and downtime. Mm-hmm. And, again, you're right. In the old days, they used to do things like that. But now we have synthetic oils, which is, I use synthetics on just about anything there because it holds up longer. But then I also, after I drain my oil, I use my oil for something else.
What do you use it for?
I'll strain it and reuse it for heating out in my oil stove, in a workshop, tool mm-hmm. room, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't waste none of it.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I let it set in the same kind of jugs that I buy the oil in, and I let it set for a year or so, and then the heavy particles settle down to the bottom. And if I carefully pour off the oil that is on top, I can use that for lubrication of things like when I'm drilling and, you know, for the drill press and oiling chains on motorcycles and dirt bikes and those kinds of things and farm equipment and so forth. So, yeah, there's no reason to throw it out.
Well, see, we are taught to use it, throw it away, and go buy it again. Mm. In our society today, as you said just a few seconds ago, that there's fewer and fewer people changing their own oil. We've gotten lazy, but we want to complain about what it's costing us.
Well, you know, and I also hear those stories, Bill, about the equivalent of those high-speed oil changes, you know, 15-minute oil changes or 5-minute or whatever they are. You drive in, and there's one guy at the top and one guy in the pit below, and the guy in the pit pulls the drain plug out of the crankcase. The oil drains out for a minute or so. There's still some in there. Puts the drain plug back in. The guy at the top fills up the oil and changes the filter, and off you go. But sometimes they forget to put the drain plug back in. The guy puts the oil in. It drains out the bottom. The guy at the bottom's not paying attention. The car drives off, no oil in the crankcase, and about 4 miles later, the car stops.
And then when you take it back, they say, it wasn't our fault.
No, we tightened it plenty, yeah. It's somewhere on the road. It's the engine's fault that the drain plug didn't get put in there.
Yeah, it just decided on its own to drop out.
Yeah. So, I frankly don't trust those guys. I don't trust them. So I'm not going to let them. I don't let them work on my brakes on my car. I don't let them work. Actually, I don't let them work on anything on my car.
That's true. But they're making it harder and harder for you to work on automobiles. If you don't have the equipment, if you don't have the knowledge on it, they're making it harder every day.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are stuck with that because they can't do it themselves just on account of that reason. So there's other means you have to go to. Whether you've got a reliable mechanic friend that's willing to help you, that you can trust, and that. But I hate going to any place because every time you take something, get it fixed, you got to fix it for what they've just done, and they charged you.
Yeah, and, you know, when we... we're going into a break. I want to tell you that we put a rotary lift, here at our farmhouse so that we could put our cars up in the air and work on them. Bill Whaley, the Junk Man, and I will be right back. We're going to talk about 52 ways to save money.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bill Whaley and I are talking about saving money, and, you know, we were talking about oil changes. Bill, I just did a quick search. I'm kind of shocked. You know, an oil change with conventional motor oil with a filter is between $30 and $40. If you want synthetic, it's between $50 and $65. And I know that I know someone who has a Mercedes and got a quote from Mercedes. Now, the particular Mercedes we're talking about, I believe, holds 11 quarts of synthetic, and it was $150 for that oil change with the filter. Bill, you mentioned synthetic oil, and why don't we just stay on this for just a couple more seconds. Do you like synthetic oil?
I use it because it doesn't break down as quick.
Right. I have never had, ever, an oil-related engine failure of any kind. I've been using synthetic oil since 1985 when Mobil 1 first came out, and I still use Mobil 1. This is not an endorsement. I also use Rotella synthetic for some of our diesel equipment on the farm here. But what I'm finding is, and Bill, let's talk about this for just a second. I religiously change my oil every 10,000 miles. But I change the oil filter every 5,000 miles, but I use synthetic oil. How does that jive with what your thoughts are?
Well, you don't have to change it every 3,000. So, you know, if you're driving dusty roads and in the mud and in the rain and things like that, then yeah, change the oil a little more quicker. But when you're driving highways and cities and streets like that, your car's not getting into all that. So why waste that money just because the system says to do it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't follow. I'm not a sheeple.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't have a problem with every 10,000 with full synthetic?
Mm-mm. We use them on airplanes, synthetics on airplanes.
Okay.
And we're doing every 100 hours on them.
100 hours?
If it's a charter plane, you know, like a flight school airplane or something like that, every 100 hours, And we're not finding wear and tear. We cut the oil filters open to make sure there's no metal being made inside the engine there. And we have very few engine failures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I do. I cut my oil filters open. I have an exhaust pipe cutter. It's like a can opener with a whole bunch of cutters on it on a chain. And I just slice open these oil filters, and I look inside, and that's how I've empirically determined when I need to change my oil over the years. And I also look at the brands of oil filters, because I want ones with the best filter media and the one that has the most square inches of filter media.
Exactly, yeah. You can always test your oil by pouring it between your finger and your thumb and rubbing it, and if it isn't slick anymore, you need to change oil because you've done wore all of the additives and preservatives out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to change it. Because otherwise all you've got is grit in there cutting away at metal.
Absolutely correct. Bill, what's the number three item on your list?
Cut your own firewood.
Okay.
Of course,
not everybody can do that, though.
You're exactly correct. I agree with you 100%. If you remember back in the old days, everybody had a wood stove or a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks to our wonderful insurance companies now, well, you can't have that because if we won't allow it, it's going to cost you a fortune in that. So they're scaring. So they're making you spend money is what they're doing.
I know that our insurance company wanted to know how many fireplaces we had in our house. You're absolutely right.
So, you know, they talk about, terrorism in this world. We ought to look at the insurance companies and see who's the biggest. Because that's how they fit my category.
Okay, what's number four?
Collecting and using your own rainwater instead of your municipality water or your well water.
Oh, boy, I was hoping you weren't going to say that. I'm not kidding. You got a second? I want to play something for you.
Ready? Go for it, my man. Yeah, I'm ready for you.
All right.
Who owns the rain? Turns out, not you. You're actually breaking the law if you try to capture rain falling onto your roof and poured on your flower bed.
A prominent Utah car dealer found that out when he tried to do something good for the environment. John Hollenhorst has the surprising story.
Rebecca Nelson captures rainwater in a barrel, and she pours it on her plants.
We can fill up a barrel in one rainstorm, so it seems a waste to let it just fall onto the gravel.
Bill Whaley and I will be right back. We're going to be talking about the illegality of collecting your own rainwater. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, Bill Well is with me, and he's known affectionately at USAPrepares.com and the Expo as the junk man. We're talking about rainwater, and it's illegal to capture rainwater in this part of Utah. And let me finish the rest of this little clip here for, it'll take about another minute.
Car dealer Mark Miller wanted to do pretty much the same thing on a bigger scale. He collects rainwater on the roof of his new building, stores it in a cistern, and hopes to clean cars with it in a new water-efficient car wash. But without a valid water right, state officials say he can't legally divert rainwater.
I was surprised. We thought it was our water.
State officials say it's an old legal concept to protect people who do have water rights.
Obviously, if you use the water upstream, it won't be there for the person to use it downstream.
Utah is the second driest state in the nation. Our laws probably ought to catch up to that.
So what about the little guy watering with rainwater at home? Will anybody do anything about that violation of the law?
If she really does do that, then she ought to have a water right to do it.
Are you going to make an issue out of that?
No, we have bigger fish to fry.
There you go. A water right, I guess, is like a permit to capture rainwater. So I called Mark Miller, the car dealer. What he did was he had this water off his roof on his car dealership go into his cistern and into his under his parking lot, and he was going to use that water to wash the cars. Great concept, right, Bill?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, you know, it's illegal.
Funny, I know they're saying it's illegal, but stop and ask yourself this question: when did they become God?
Well, I called the car dealer. I talked to Mark Miller, the owner of the car dealership, and I said, "So, why didn't you just tell him to stuff it?" And he said, "Well, you know, it's all worked out." And I said, "Would you like to go on the radio with me?" He said, "No. We have it all worked out." And what they did was the city let him use their water rights or water permit shares to. So he's saying, "Okay, the city's letting me use the city's water to wash my cars." I said, "It's their water? Come on." And he said, "Well, it's all worked out." And I said, "Okay, so when it snows, are they going to clear their snow off your parking lot and off your cars?" And he kind of laughed, and then he realized that I wasn't kidding. These guys, the city's claiming that they own the water that lands on his property. And he was trying to do the right thing. Instead of using city water to wash his car, you know, that they put chlorine and fluoride in, he wanted to use rainwater and save money in the long run. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me, but no, it was illegal. And so the city said that it's their water, but to let him use their water. But anyway, I agree with you. If I want to save my rainwater, I'm going to do it. I don't care what the city says.
Yeah, I agree with that because I bet you they're going to charge him for that water, too.
Yeah, eventually they're going to say, "Oh, shoot, you've got 18 shares or water rights. So let's see, 18 times whatever they're going to charge him, you know, $500 a piece or whatever they charge, they're going to get him for it. They're going to get him to pay for his water."
Come on, Bench. We all know this is all about money. That's all it's about.
It is. Okay, so catch your own rainwater, store it in a barrel, I guess. Is that what you're saying, Bill?
Yeah. Plastic. And in fact, get the barrel from your car wash. Those guys are throwing those plastic barrels away or for selling $5. They get soap and they get wax in them. They're great for catching rainwater, for watering your garden plants and that. And just a little bit on the water bit that we're talking about here is if you don't pay your water bill, they will shut it off on you.
Mm-hmm. They will.
So they don't care if you have water or not. It's all about money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we need to say, no, you're not going to do this to me.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I can just see you applying for a job.
be go honest ahead, with you, Vince. The bit, you know, I apply for a lot of jobs, and a lot of human resource people look at me because I'm the type of guy, and when I go for an interview, I specifically say, if you're hiring me to do a job, you agree with my credentials, you're happy with everything, give me the job, tell me what you want done, leave me alone, don't babysit me. Because if you're going to babysit me, I'm going to go home and hire a babysitter, and I get to chase her around. And I actually do that in my interview. So you want me to do the job, let me do my job.
What's number five on your list, Bill?
Okay, number five, supplementary heating system with solar hot water panels or solar hot air panels, either one.
Let's talk about that. How do you do it? How do you make one?
Well, if you know your local buddy down at the beer joint, have him save his cans for you.
Okay.
Soda cans, beer cans, you can use heating duct, round metal heating duct to make solar panels. You paint them black, put them up on the roof. Cut a hole in the top of it so that you can take the heat out of it, and a hole in the bottom of it so we'll take cold air in, and set it up there and let the sun beat away at it, and it will heat 250, 260 degrees, and use a small computer fan out of a junk computer. There again, you notice I'm using junk. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in junk because you can do wonders with it. It does not cost you a fortune, and if you're in hard times, you can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So
now are you saying, Bill,
solar.
Are you saying insulate that heating duct? With
you can.
Yeah.
You can. Okay. You don't have to if you don't want to.
Bill, I've seen the kind of solar heating system that you're talking about. Basically, you take a 4x8 sheet of plywood and you paint it black. and you build a frame, a 6-inch deep frame around it. So you take 2x6s or 1x6s, and you put that around the perimeter of that 4x8 sheet of plywood that's painted black, and you paint, and you stand these 1x6 or 2x6s on edge, so they are parallel to the edges of the 4x8 sheet of wood. And then you have soda cans or beer cans, and you punch out the bottom and the top, and you glue them together so they become like a wand, if you will, maybe almost the length of 8 feet. And you line them up inside this frame that you made, kind of like a cold frame for growing vegetables and plants. And you cover that with glass, and what happens is air will enter the bottom of this frame, travel through the cans, which are painted black, travel from the first can to the second to the third, all the way up the top of the stack, and come out really warm. The air will come out warm, and then you take that air through an exhaust from this frame, and then you enter it into your house. So you have a circulation of cold air coming in the bottom from your house and warm air coming out the top, and you just place this on the side of your house or on the roof or next to your house, and you plumb it in with some insulated air plumbing, and you have solar heat.
You have free heat.
Yeah, with soda cans.
There's one other thing you can do with that fence is take that same can instead of cutting the ends off, mm-hmm. full of sand, put tape on them,
mm-hmm.
and that sun will heat that mass of sand up, so when the sun goes down, it's still producing heat.
Yeah.
It holds the heat. So that's another way. It's simple. It's easy. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. It's cheap. Cheap.
If you have to buy the OSB 4x8 sheet of plywood or wood, that might cost you $10, $12, and then you need the whole thing. If you can find storm windows from an old storm door for free, you might have $30 in the whole thing.
Yeah. If you look around, there's someone throwing away plywood. Mm-hmm. If you're building these products and you're building them out of junk, tell everybody what you're looking for. Somebody's throwing a ton of it away. Mm-hmm. You just have to let them know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number six,
there's supply your hot water needs with solar hot water. Basically the same thing, except we put a copper tubing in there instead of cans in there to heat the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way you can have extra hot water. Or if you have a wood stove, you can put a coil in the bottom of your wood stove and bury it in the sand. If you have sand in the bottom, take mm-hmm. the heat off your wood stove or wrap it around the exhaust pipe, and you can get hot water that way. So either way you go, you can get free hot water. Whether it be from the sun, whether it be from the solar panel, or whether it be from your wood stove, you can have free heat.
Bill, when you're coming out this way from Illinois to towards Springfield, you stopped at the farm. Did you get a chance to see our outdoor wood furnace?
Yes, I did.
Okay, class, we have an outdoor wood furnace. We heat our farm with wood, and we've heated our house, farmhouse with wood for 3 years now, and we heat our hot water with wood. Our electric bill went from, you know, $200 to $300 down to less than $100 typically, and we have all the hot water we could possibly want. And so we get heat and we get hot water out of our outdoor wood furnace. The break-even period I calculated when we decided to put that in years ago would be at just about 4 years. I think we've broken even before the 4 year period. So after next year, for absolute certainty, we are going to almost have free heat from then on. Yep.
That is true. I agree with you. And you've got a beautiful unit. You've got a beautiful home. It's not a small home. I will admit that. And to get that far along and be that economically secure, I commend you, my friend.
Bill, our electric bill is, you know, literally typically less than 100. I'm talking about, you know, in the winter months. Now, if we have to turn our air conditioning units on, and we use that very sparingly, you know, it can drive the cost up from there. But we have a lot of computers running, and I mean, we have everything that everybody else would have. You know, we cook with propane. We have all the lights that you'd want to have. We have, you know, the refrigerator and two freezers and washer and dryer. And well, but we don't use the dryer, though. We have one, but we don't use it. We use the solar dryer. And, oh, by the way, that's another way we can save money, isn't it, Bill?
It is true. If you got a room, a sunroom, you can hang clothes out there, so they're going to save on your electric there. Mm-hmm. Or you can hang them outside and air dry them. That's another way of saving money in that. If anything solar, greenhouse, and that, you can pull heat off of them and utilize that. Quit paying the giants.
You know, Bill, you're talking about, drying clothes. What I did was I hung the round clothes rods. I used cup hooks. Huh. I'll tell you how I made a clothes dryer for free here at the farmhouse when we come right back. And Bill Whaley will tell you his thoughts on it.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bill Ellis with Bayhead. Affectionately known as the Junk Man, and is linked to Bill Whaley on the website, page one. Bill Whaley, we were talking about drying your clothes with a clothes dryer. That's probably one of the most expensive appliances that you have in your house. And all I did was take a one-inch diameter clothes rod and use two cup hooks on either end of the clothes rod across a top of a door frame, 3 inches from the top, and I suspended it horizontally. And we use hangers that Walmart throws away to hang our clothes. So out of the washing machine they go, right onto these clothes hangers, these plastic clothes hangers, and they dry in a couple hours inside in the winter. And that puts moisture back into the house that you need anyway.
That's cool. There again, people are not looking at what Mother Nature does naturally. We seem to fight Mother Nature all the time.
It doesn't work.
But you're right, it doesn't work. And the best part about it, like I said, I use junk for all this stuff because everybody buys it and throws it away. And the more junk you use, the less you'll spend. The more independent you will be or self-sufficient, the less control the system will have on you.
And okay, so number seven.
Before we get to number seven, I need to put an injection in on our water thing we were just talking about. This is for all the listeners. If you want to save money, if you have an electric hot water heater, folks, have a certified electrician come in and put you a timer on that hot water tank, shut it off at 10 o'clock at night and turn it whatever time you want to come back on in the morning. It takes 20 minutes to heat 50 gallons of water. That will cut your electric bill by 50%. That's if you have an electric hot water heater. If you have a gas hot water heater, on the front of it, turn it down. There's a dial on it that says hot, medium, warm, and vacation. When you leave the house, turn it on vacation. Why heat water while you're gone? You're wasting your money is what you're doing, and it's costing you throughout the nose now. Because there's a pilot light that stays lit while you are gone. While you are gone, that little pilot light keeps that 50 gallons of water hot enough to take a hot shower when you get home, and then you turn it back up to warm till it just clicks on. That's 110 degrees. And use cold water soap for everything. You will save tons of money that way. If you leave for the day, for the weekend, for the week, turn it on vacation. Your electric one, turn it off. Don't heat water while you're sleeping or while you're gone.
You know, you're absolutely right, Bill. I have a, you know, this outdoor wood furnace that heats my hot water. and it was costing me, I was running that pump 24 hours a day. It costs about 24 cents a day to run that pump. And I thought, heck, that's way too much. 24 cents a day, are you kidding? So I drove that down with a timer that I got at one of those big box stores years and years ago for $2.88. And I've now driven my cost of heating my hot water down to 8 cents a day.
Congratulations.
I mean, just
I'm
by using...
I'm proud of you, my friend.
Well, just, you know, the kind of thing that you're talking about. You're talking about using a timer. Well, I did that for my hot water for the summer because I don't need to do any more heating than just hot water with my outdoor wood furnace. All it does in the summer is heat hot water. Now, in the winter, I let it heat the house, too. But in the summer, all I need to do is heat hot water at 24 cents a day. That was too much, so I drove that cost down by 75%. What's number seven on the list, Bill?
It's
we have about a minute or two.
Okay. Mulch your own garden with your own mulch. Don't go buy it because that just costs you money. The
so what's our mulch? What do we use?
Things that we can use, cow manure, horse manure, any type of manure. Mix it with the leaves and grass. You can mix it with kitchen waste such as potato rinds and cucumber peelings and things like that and let it decay. And once it decays totally into black gold, as we call it, you got the best mulch. It didn't cost you a fortune because you were going to throw the stuff away to begin with.
You're right. You're absolutely
there
right.
There again, we're back to junk.
Bill, do you have anything that you can tell us in like about a minute? We're out of time.
Yes.
You know, I got to learn how to read this clock.
Bill Whaley.
Bill Whaley is the junk man, and he's been on television. They found him at the Get Prepared Expo. They put him on television. He's got some DVDs. Link on the website, page one, usapreparers.com. Bill Whaley, the junk man. I'm Vince Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Dr. Julie Penick's going to be on with me this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time. Alex Jones is up next. See you tomorrow.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.